Steve, you were good for a point today, weren't you?
Well, I think we're good for three. I think the goalkeepers had two unbelievable saves. You know, Lee Camps had good saves, tidy saves that you'd expect him to make. The goalkeepers had a save from Tony Andrew. I think Tony should score. But the goalkeeper to adjust to mid-air and get down as he did and save it is credit to him. And then I think Chrissy Maguire's put us in front as well with a terrific strike. But we didn't think for any minute we couldn't come in and win this game with the strength that we've got in the squad when everyone's available and with the two or three lads that we've added.
It was a big moment in the game, that save from Andrea, wasn't it? Because you're on top. If you could 2-0 at that point, it could have been game over.
Well, I think at 2-0 it was game over. I think they'd pretty much run out of ideas. The goal is a bad goal defensively. You know, it comes from a third phase. You know, we should clear the, you know, young fast sclaffs the first phase. It gets partly cleared again. They put it in the third time, and that's disappointing, really. Yeah, it's just a basic clearance, but the young man's still learning, and he was hanging on that last 15 minutes. You know, when I say to a supporter, somebody's not fit, and they need to wake up and believe me, rather than listen to nonsense.
In general, you played pretty well, and the signs there, isn't there, Steve, now that this team is starting to gel?
Well, I said our season started at Charlton because I believe the personnel starts the season. And I think when, you know, we made lots of attempts, numerous attempts to sign Lee Campbell in the summer, you can see what he brings us. So we, when the chink of light came to do it, we were doing it. Rizzo was going back, that was a great, and there was a little injury after that, and people put 5-5 and come up with 63, nonsense again. But it frustrates you, but you just have to put up with it, don't you? It's the game of football management. We brought Tony in and we brought Vadis in, and you know, we can run them up and down hills and we can run them up and down the training ground, but there's nothing beats the heat of the battle. And I thought both gave us something today, but both will strip a lot fitter next time we play.
Does camp just give you that extra bit of sort of nous, that knowledge of this league, and when you use it with a Matic, a Buxton, a Collins in that back five, what does it present you as a defensive unit?
Well, he keeps the ball at the net, really. That's what Lee Camp did, that's what he brought to Bournemouth. And only when Bournemouth were ready to go to the next level in terms of spending amounts on a goalkeeper, they're probably no far short of my starting 11. So, and when that happens, then everyone has a pecking order. And Lee Camp done it. And we're delighted. You know, there's two or three championship clubs that probably thought they had his signature done. But I never stopped doing it at Lee and the people that look after him for the best part of a week. And thanks to Tony Stewart, we managed to get it over the line.
Not just Camp, the only debutant today. You mentioned there Jidrafo and Andrea as well. When you sort of look at their performance, how would you judge their first displays for Rotherham?
Yeah, I think Tony needs to get sharper on the ball. That'll come with games. But you see what he does with a header. He gets in the box, and if you put balls into the box with some quality, Tony Andrew will get in there and he'll get on the end of things. And maybe one or two of his final balls in the first half would have presented straight through for Johnson Glacaris, but he's under hit one and over hit another. So I think Vadis, you see two or three runs in the first half, he's just a special talent. But we're getting them match fitter. Both boys are incredibly fit, but there's a real difference between being incredibly fit and being match fit.
What is the news on Lee Frecklington? He looked in some discomfort when he came off.
He just feeling his calf and it tightened up, and to the point we really saw, we won't know until the cease tomorrow, and then when the medical team see it, maybe a scan, it maybe not, we'll see how he is in the morning.
You look incredibly frustrated and disappointed. I imagine that's partly because he's just got the armband as well, Steve.
Well, yeah, and he'll get it when he comes back. When if he's injured, he'll get it when he comes back. We picked Lee to be our captain. We sat him down and explained to him, mate, the captain of this football club doesn't mean you play every week. You know, we're not paying them $200,000 a week to be the captain and the leader and therefore the play. If he deserves to play, he'll play. But we want to do a captain in the dressing room every day, home or away, playing or not, that to provide what this management team is about, and that's what Lee Frecklington does.
This was a good test. You've got another one coming up on Tuesday, of course. What can you really take out of this game, do you think, to go into that Brighton game, believing you can get something there as well?
Well, I think your performance was good. It's always going to be difficult to go to Brighton. You're going to have to look at the investment they made in the team. I dread to think the comparable differences in finances, but that's not going to be the difference in quarter to eight on Tuesday night. We'll get organised, we'll get efficient. We'll need to freshen it up. There'll be a lot of tired legs. That's why we brought 22 lads to London. We're staying down. The chairman gives us every chance, so we're staying down, and we're trying to do things as a football club, which is an infrastructure off the pitch. Us staying away for 4 days for two league games, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 8 years ago, whenever it was, would have just not been entertained. But we discussed this with our chairman, and for the ones that they're listening with interest, it was last June I discussed it with him.
And these players seem to be, I mean, you've mentioned to us the season starts here essentially. You kind of got that feeling with the players before the game. the show of togetherness there, the way that they performed today, that they're viewing this as right, we start again now for this international break.
Yeah, listen, I put my big mouth in front of my face, didn't I, when I said the season starts at Charlton, but I believed it. We had all our players fit and available to us. Obviously, the league's maybe gone down, but we had all our players fit. We had the two or three bits of quality of the loan players coming in that if you add good quality to the desire and the hunger that's in our dressing room, it will always give us a chance.
Of course, there's all the talk this week, Steve. When a manager is successful, ultimately you get linked with lots of other jobs. It's the way that the football world works. But Tony Stewart has come out and said, you're not going to Peterborough. Again, how good is it to hear a chairman speaking positively about their manager? And was that a distraction at all for you?
No, it's no distraction for me. You know, I have nothing to say about Peterborough United. My focus was on Charlton and Brighton in the space of 4 or 5 days. And when you say my chairman gave me support, that's not a surprise to Steve Evans. The surprise is the other drivel that comes with it. So I refrain from saying anything in the lead up to today. And I'm not going to talk about it, Rob. We'll go to Brighton and every week we'll wake up on Wednesday and we'll see what's going to happen.
Is that a deliberate sort of way to try and keep away from it? Because sometimes, I guess, Steve, not talking about it leads to be as much speculation as talking about it.
Well, I wouldn't be disrespectful to Peter Renainton to talk about it. And certainly if my chairman's made comment, he's the head of our football club and therefore we respect his words. And I said to the vice chairman earlier in the week that I would not be distracted. I wouldn't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I may talk about it, you know, when we wake up after Brighton.
Okay.